we're back. Linda Cohen along with our producer, Steve Marks. And we have Dr. Rich O'Neill along with us today. And we thought we'd try to continue these conversations we've had recently, talking about kind of end-of-life issues. Mm-hmm. And I find the biggest concern I have is how, when you're stuck in the sandwich, which I find myself with aging parents and and a family besides, and even if though my kids aren't babies, they're still my kids.
Yes.
How do you survive that? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, let me give you a little framework first, Linda. You know, this is about a really basic, probably the most basic connection we have between ourselves and our parents and ourselves and our kids. So it's a very deep conflict. And, you know, my mom's in a nursing home now. We just put her in a nursing home. And so when somebody goes into a nursing home, their quality of life goes down usually pretty a lot. And it's not easy for people to be in a nursing home. So you, in your connection with your parent, you have a very deep wish, a feeling of wanting to care for them. And they're not doing well usually. And we don't do well in the way with saying goodbye to people. We're not big on accepting death. So we have all of this connection and wish to try to keep things going, keep them out of pain, and reduce our own pain watching them be in pain. So we have that tremendous urge to take care of the other person. Plus, we have this, these whatever values we have. We might have values, you know, our society, again, isn't big on letting old people die. You know, we try to keep people alive forever. You know, no matter how much they're suffering, we have that real conflict. So we have these thoughts about what we should be doing. Now, one of the, you know, guilt plays a big role here.
My middle name.
Linda Guilt. Guilt is a collision between thoughts and shoulds and realities. So what we have to do when we're trying to take care of somebody in this situation and take care of ourselves and our kids, et cetera, is test out the reality of those expectations. Are they realistic for us to, you know, take care of mom or dad or whoever in the nursing home or wherever for 20 hours a week, suddenly out of the blue, adding that to our lives, and then everything else around us we start to neglect. So the first thing to do in this situation is to test out whether your thinking, your expectations for yourself are reasonable. And we're going to have a hard time because we have this very deep conflict in us, this desire to take care of them. So one way to do that is, first off, when you're not with them, not with the person you're taking care of, take a look at your whole life and check about what are your values for taking care of your kids and yourself and whatever else you do in your life. Okay, and see, well, am I doing what's in line with my values for my family and taking care of my kids? It's a very kind of tough thing to say, but it's sort of like triage in a war. You have to decide, limited energy. If somebody's two wounded people, who are you going to take care of first? Where are you going to put your energy? And that's a very, very tough choice.
It's a little bit like the often repeated statement of when you go on an airplane and they say, put the air mask on yourself,
yes,
the oxygen, before you put it on
yes,
a child.
Yes.
And I think that's the point here that I'm hearing, is that at some point, although it's really hard to apply rationality when you're so emotionally connected,
yes,
is to recognize that you must first maintain your own self,
yes,
in order to be able to help,
yes,
whether it be an aging parent or your children. So that, and that's very hard for people. It flies in the face of the messages we're often given, which is to be selfless, you know,
yes,
and to give without end.
So one way to do that is, once we try to check those thoughts out, is when you're not there, check your whole values. If you have trouble with that, check with other people who've been there. Talk to other people who've been there, because they know the experience, right? Well, I have friends of mine, and I have this idea that we're in the club of people who have aging parents who you're trying to take care of, and those people know this conflict. And so you can talk about, well, what have you done, right? Now, if you still want more checking your values, you can go to your priest or rabbi or imam or people who hold your values, or to the holy books that you hold holy, and check there again. So reset your values that way. In doing that, you can start to come to some reasonable set of boundaries about how much time, how much energy, what should I put towards my children. One other thing, you can check with the person in the nursing home. You can check with your mom or dad and see, how much time, what are you thinking? I have this real conflict. I can't both go to my son's soccer game and come to see you. What would you think? What do you think I should do? Now, they're probably going to say, take care of your son or your daughter, right? Take care of yourself. They might not, in which case you probably got to go back to your friends and people who've been there. I think about this as like, and you can do this, by the way, in advance for your own kids. I've been thinking about this lately myself. I want to talk to my kids and say, you know, if and when, hopefully not, but if and when I end up in a nursing home, I don't want you to come and visit me, even if I'm suffering, beyond what really works for you in your life. Your life and your kids come first. I'm going to be old and I'm going to be, let me die, right? Let me go. Even if I'm in some pain and distress, take care of yourself. Take care of the next generation. Take care of my grandkids. I think of these like emotional advanced directives. And once you get that freedom, you got to take care of yourself. You got to get some sleep, exercise, good food, time with your family and friends, so your own self is calm, centered, and you're able to go and take care of your loved one in the nursing home with however much energy and time you have.
Well, once again, your words are words of great wisdom, and hopefully we can follow them and get rid of some of the guilt.
Get rid of the guilt and come into reality. Yeah, and accept the pain. It is painful. Open up to the pain. And there's love inside of that pain.
Thanks, Rich.
You're welcome.